like you said.
Welcome to Faith Boost from Pastor Melusi of International Breakthrough UK, a fast, dynamic, growing ministry based in UK where God's power is being demonstrated daily. Here's your midday Faith Boost from Pastor Melusi.
Hi guys, God bless you, God bless you. Welcome to another Midday Faith Boost with Pastor Melusi. I'm thanking God for all of you that are connected today. I'm thanking God for all of you that have been tuned in past couple of weeks. In Jesus' name, I pray you guys have been encouraged by the word of God and most importantly by the testimonies. You know, we thank God for the testimonies and how God confirms his word in Jesus' name as the word of faith is taught. Praise God. As I said to you guys, one of the greatest things that which I discovered was faith as a principle and how we must learn faith as a principle based on the word of God. If you guys remember, we're in the book of Mark chapter number 11 from verse 22 where Jesus said, have faith in God. Now, the original rendering actually is have the faith of God. Now, imagine Jesus told us to have the God kind of faith. You know, people of God, I believe this is what's lacking in so many Christians, that God kind of faith, that boldness in situations to declare God's word as is. Now, as I said, people of God, we can't hide around prayer, because what I believe and what I've seen around the world, folks, and you know, the good thing with me, folks, I've traveled around the world and I've seen some Christians, lovely Christians, who are hiding behind prayer and saying God would deal with it. Whereas God says the only thing that pleases him is faith. They just sort of leave it to God and say, oh, God will deal with it. And they are not in that place of faith where they've taken it. Now, look what Jesus said. He said, have faith in God. The original rendering says, have the faith of God. We are commanded to be like God. Actually, the Bible says we are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So we have to be like God. We are the offspring of God. We speak in faith. As I said to people of God, perhaps there are situations that are going to come our way where we need to demonstrate our sonship. We need to demonstrate the faith in what we're believing in. That's why the Bible says, let the poor say I'm rich and let the sick say I'm healed. You've got to say what you know. You've got to say what you've got in the spirit. And this is the difference between those who are in the promised land, walking in the promises of God, and those who are still trying to believe for God's promises. Guys, I want you to know faith is a principle. And once you understand it, guys, I tell you, you walk in victory. You enjoy the blessings of Christianity. You go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from strength to strength. Listen, I believe this word is for someone. Your faith needs to arise. Yes, I'm speaking to someone right now. You are going through situations. You are believing God for some stuff. And I've told you today, your faith has got to arise. You've got to arise and declare what God is saying. As we saw what Jesus said, he said, have the faith of God, which is the God kind of faith that says, let there be light in the midst of darkness. The God kind of faith that says, money appear in Jesus' name where there's no money. That God type of faith that says, I'm healed in Jesus' name. Guys, listen, we've got so many testimonies. And as you all know, I don't just preach or teach. We demonstrate God's word. You see, the effectiveness in God's word is demonstrating it. And as I said to you guys, as you guys who have been tuned into our Midday Faith Boost, you always see testimonies, you always hear testimonies every day as you are connected. And I've got one here today of a grandmother that was expecting her son, actually his wife was expecting a child. And the wife had twins, but unfortunately the doctor said one of the twins, things were bad, and they'd given up hope that the twin would survive. And I told the grandma to send me a picture as a point of contact. When she sent me the picture, all I said is the child will live. The mother had faith to receive it. And guess what? Listen to a testimony and enjoy, guys. I'll join you in a few minutes.
The little girl was downstairs with the mom. So this little boy was upstairs, I think, in the intensive care for babies. So when he went early in the morning, he found they'd taken all the troops and everything. And the little boy was now, he could breathe by himself. I thank God so much, and thank you, Pastor, for always being there for us.
Amen.
You know, it's a great comfort to have a pastor, you know. He can always back you up.
Amen.
I tell you, people of God, we are blessed in IBM.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, guys. God bless you. I pray you enjoyed that testimony. Basically, this was a life and death situation. Her daughter-in-law had given birth to two twins, and they said one of them couldn't breathe, was in intensive care, and the girl actually was fine, the baby girl, but the boy was the one in intensive care. So there was so much doctors are saying this and that the child was gone. This, and I just asked the grandmother to send me the picture. And when I looked at the picture, I said to the grandmother, by faith, the child will live. Now, people of God, these are life and death situations. When I said the child will live, the grandmother lifted up hands and said, hallelujah, I receive it on behalf of my granddaughter, my grandson. And immediately, next day, when the son got there, everything was moved. The tubes were removed, and he was shocked. He was shocked because he left the situation in a bad way the night before. Now, guys, listen, these are no joke. You can't say something in Jesus' name and get the opposite. Now, imagine if I got this situation wrong. That child would be dead and I'd be embarrassed. And I'd embarrass the name of the Lord God, which I serve. These are life and death situations that need the Bible type of faith to be at work. Listen, there are some of you, you need to arise and shine. There are some of you listening to me, I've came to release this word. Just like I spoke to that baby in a bad situation, using a picture. I'm using this medium to speak to you right now that increase is coming your way in Jesus' name. I'm using this medium to speak to someone's life that you are healed in Jesus' name. I'm using this medium to speak in someone's life that this year will be the greatest year of your life thus far in Jesus' name. I'm using this medium, this faith boost, to boost your faith, to declare that every closed door in your life is going to be opened this year in Jesus' name. Guys, receive it if it's for you. Receive this word if it's for you. You are going to be lifted by God. Listen, someone, you've been depressed, wondering how you're going to do it, how you're going to make it. And I'm telling you by God that as your faith is lifted, this is going to be the year you're going to see every door open before your face. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. How? By faith. By the God kind of faith that takes things as it is, that speaks which things which are not as though they are, that says I'm healed while sick, that says I'm rich while you don't have money, that type of faith that produces results. Listen, this year you're going to see it work for you in Jesus' name. Guys, listen, this is Pastor Melusi on your midday faith boost. I've came to boost your faith. And guys, don't forget, I'm going to be in Durban on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of March at the Blue Lagoon Center. On the 17th, I'm going to be there from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And on the 18th, I'm going to be there from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. 19th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Guys, WhatsApp this number, +44 79 513 06038. Guys, WhatsApp and get the details. We'll WhatsApp you a flyer for you so you guys can come. Listen, guys, I'm excited to pray for you. I just want to pray for you and believe God to prosper you in Jesus' name. Yes, guys, it's going to be free entry. Well, anyone is welcome. Praise God. And the power of God is going to be available to meet you guys as you come. Guys, I'm sure for those who've been connected to our faith boost, you've heard all the testimonies. People being lifted, business people being lifted, people being healed, people being delivered. That's the name of Jesus. Jesus is a deliverer. Jesus is a healer. Jesus is a waymaker. And I believe, guys, as you come along, God is certainly going to do something awesome for you on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of March. Guys, I can't wait to see you. As always, I'd just like to leave you a wonderful song from The Messengers in Jesus' name. Guys, as I said to you, for those who need to call us on that number, and we'll definitely pray for you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day, guys. Till tomorrow, God bless you. Praise God. Makes my life a mystery. Power and authority. Yeah. The Bible, right next to me. Yeah. The Holy Spirit, over me. Yeah. Changing lives and destinies. Destinies. Yeah. So the whole world come and see all that Jesus does for me. Born again for victory. Living life with guarantees. Guarantees of eternity. Life with more discoveries. Blessing, favor, mercy, healing, increase power. Let me testify. Testimonies run over me. From glory, it's victory. Faith to faith, it's a mystery. Strength to strength, it's history. Healing, testify. Mercy, testify. Favor, testify. Increase, testify. Blessing, testify. Testify, testify. Jesus is for you and me. He's there continuously. Testify so we can see. His works miraculously. Oh.
those things I did with you. Don't stress.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Melusi of International Breakthrough UK. If you'd like a word in season or prayer, you can get in touch with Pastor Melusi through WhatsApp on +44 795 130 6038. That's +44 795 130 6038. Till next time, thank you and God bless you.